It's Monday, the 13th of April, 8 a.m. and of all the sun's shining, it's not the piercing sun because it's kind of veiled. It's hard to tell actually. Just how heavy the cloud cover is. I mean, it looks veiled. I don't see that blue sky that would normally stick out. I don't know. At least it's fine and dry, and it's pretty calm, and it's not raining. Light frost. I've been very, very light. Hardly worth talking about except for the fact that it is chilly this morning in the garden. Had a good sleep last night. Apart from having to get up twice during the night. But that's my own fault. I will insist on drinking tea after 8. I know the consequences. But hey, a hot cup of tea and a wee biscuit at 8:30 at night with your feet up watching telly. Yeah. Is it worth a sacrifice? Well, yes it is at 8:30 in the evening. No, it's not at 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm feeling good this morning. Again, in the shower, I was ruminating over so many things in the shower this morning. But they were all positives. At this particular moment in time, I can't remember much of what I was ruminating on. Or is ruminating even the correct word? Doesn't that mean applied, concentrated thought? Is that what it means? Well, it wasn't that, because it was zigzagging all over the place. But all positive stuff. And I'm feeling good physically. Actually, I haven't really been trying very hard to get my weight down. I have been doing not bad, you know. But I stood in the scales yesterday morning. I don't weigh myself every morning. I stood in the scales yesterday morning. I thought, wow, suddenly lost 2 pounds over a few days, just a few days. I thought, wow, that's brilliant. Oh, I thank the Lord, thank you Lord, for let me drop that wee bit again to get to my summer weight, as it were. So this morning, thought about that, and I thought it was a freak reading. It was a fluke. It wasn't real. Because that's what happens if you're watching your weight. As many people listening will know, scales make a utter fool out of you, and they take some verbal abuse as scales. So I thought, right, okay. And I had a wee debate with myself, you know, for the usual. I'm going to go and weigh myself this morning again. Same time, same conditions. And then you get into a wee argument. No, don't do it. Don't do it. Because if you're back up, you'll be disappointed. And another voice says, aye, but if you're still that weight, That'd be just confirm you have actually lost that weight, you know. It's a dangerous game to play, my friend. Yeah, if you stand on there and you're 2 pounds back up, you're just going to get upset, angry at the scales, start shouting them, jumping them down, and calling them useless pieces of crap. But the other voice did win. So marching off with specs on head, because I can't read them if I haven't got my specs on. Standing on the scales, tentative, how can you stand on scales tentative? I mean, if you doesn't not be standing your toes here, you know, and then taking a few deep breaths before looking down, and offering a prayer to all the gods in the world. Actually, I'm a pretty one, but you know what I mean. The god of diet and losing weight and being trim again. And lo and behold, I'd lost another pound. So I didn't believe it. So I got off the scales, stood for a few seconds, cold feet in the cold tiles. And I checked it, the scales were zeroed. And I stood back on again, this time with a little bit more bravado. Let them settle, double check, the eyes were focused. Looked down. Yes, I definitely lost another pound. Wee-hey! The party poppers were going off, and fireworks in the sky, and well on my head at least. And I thanked all the gods, especially my god in particular, and the god of diet. And I praised the scales for being good, long-time companions. My companion. Because it's scales, it sounds plural, doesn't it? It's like there's two of them in there. There is only one. It's scale. It's a scale. But because you call them scales, two of them inside that wee box. You know? Good morning. Good morning, Mrs. Blackbird. She just flew out of the nest. I showed Mary the nest yesterday. Normally, it's a contrivance to try and see Blackbird's nest in some of the big shots, but this one, I actually showed her Mrs. Blackbird's eye peeking back at us. Mary was quite excited about that. So anyway, she's down for a porridge, because she's obviously sitting on eggs. Well, you'll be sitting on the eggs at the moment, no doubt. She's having her breakfast. So there you go. Scales and weight and the daftness, if you like, of us humans. This human in particular. So now that I've got the weight on the run, I'm going to chase it downhill. I'll refuse everything. Just one slice of toast for me, darling, this morning. I won't eat all that egg, if you don't mind. No biscuits for tea. Yeah, that's what Ravi Bond said about the best laid plans of men. That will be okay until the caramel logs appear on the table. Caramel logs. Would you like a piece of caramel log, Mrs. Blackbird? Taking Mary to hospital this morning for a wee checkup on the checkup that she went in for a while ago. Remember the one she went to St. John's and came back out with a virus? You remember that that was, and I know the exact date of that because it was 18th of February because of a particular important date around that time. And she took a virus coming out of St. John's. So no doubt she's going in here this morning with immense intrepidation. Anyway.